club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpy.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And it is Thursday night footy, round 5 underway tonight. The Rabbitohs taking on the Broncos, Stadium Australia. We have got you covered all the way through till the final siren of that one, MG. Beautiful night for footy in Sydney.
Fantastic night. The lights have just come on here at Stadium Australia, and one of my favourite words over the last 12 months has been the narrative. I never used to use it, never heard of it before until after COVID, but the narrative tonight here at Stadium Australia is all about the master v the pupil, Wayne Bennett against Kevvy Walters.
Oh, I like it. I do like it when you add new words to your dictionary, MG. It's always encouraging. You're never too old to learn, are you, mate?
Never. I like to learn something every day.
Hey, we got to talk about Jake Friend tonight, officially retiring from the game off the back of that concussion in round one. We'll get to all the details there, discuss the legacy he leaves at the Roosters. But up next, speaking of learning, Brent Reed will join us because he teaches us things every Thursday night when he comes in for Reedy's Mail. He has his ear to the ground and he teaches us things, MJ.
He does. He's our master. He is our master. He's the man with the ear to the ground and he comes with the best mail.
Brent Reed will join us up next to tell us what's going on with Adam Reynolds and what's going on with John Morris at the Sharks.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Getting you ready for Thursday night footy, South Sydney taking on Brisbane. What did you call it, MG? The master versus the pupil, Wayne Bennett?
Yes, yep.
Going head to head with Kevvy Walters. Wonder if this next guest can give us the insight on the handshake or the pre-match conversation between those two men. Let's do this.
Reedy's Mail.
Oh, Brent Reed from The Australian, the glue that holds the Triple M NRL team together. Yes. Reedy, can you get a microphone into that pre-match conversation between Kevvy and Wayne?
They're still very good friends, you know. I spoke to Kevvy earlier this week about that.
Good to know. Good to know.
Because Wayne sacked him a couple of times. Kevvy sort of...
about three times,
yeah. Three times he's part of wasting. Kevvy's taking it well, though. He says they're still buddies. Still talk occasionally, you know. I think probably Kevvy wouldn't mind him back at the club, but just think there's some other people at the club who wouldn't be overly happy with that.
Well, he might not get Wayne back at the club, but what are these whispers about Adam Reynolds potentially heading north?
Well, that's what makes tonight really interesting because, look, Brisbane aren't going to come out and publicly announce that they're chasing Adam Reynolds because Tommy Dearden's off contract, Anthony Milford's off contract. And I think, you know, if you're going to get the best out of those guys, you can't be going around trumpeting that you're chasing Adam Reynolds on a big deal for a couple of years. But make no mistake about it, they're talking internally about it. They will ask the question, I suspect, of Adam Reynolds, whether he would be interested in coming to Brisbane. You know, they'll have to offer him more than 1 year. I think they know that. But I've got no doubt that internally they're talking about it. And I think at some point they'll ask the question of Adam Reynolds, how interested he would be in joining the Broncos next year and probably for the next 2 years. But they've just got to treat it sensibly because, you know, Milford's not playing well.
No.
And
Dearden's a babe in the woods.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen him play, have we?
Yeah. And they're really wary about upsetting those two guys, but behind the scenes, there's definitely talk within the club about Adam Reynolds.
Before we get on to Johnny Morris at the Sharks, clarify for our listeners or for the layman who thinks that maybe that Reynolds has knocked back the two-year deal from South.
Yeah. So basically, from my understanding, it was a very informal conversation where it was said to Adam, you know, would you be interested in 1 year with a one-year option the club's way? Now, you know, that, and Adam said, well, no. Well, that's because basically 1 year with a one-year option to the club is a one-year. It's a one-year
deal.
It's 1 year because the club can just cut you loose
and
at the end of 1 year.
No matter how you butter it up, it's an insult to be honest.
So it's basically, you know, he was offered one. Well, he wasn't offered it formally. It was very informal conversation, as I understand it, where you know they just said, you know, 1 year with a one-year option, would it interest you? It's our option, and Adam or someone close to Adam said no, and that's because that is a one-year deal. It's not a two-year deal.
It is mind-blowing that this situation is still ongoing and with the way the Bunnies are playing as well, MG. And as you've warned against, you just hope it doesn't derail their season at some point. John Morris, speaking of contracts and people being treated somewhat unfairly, what's his future? Because the Sharks, for whatever reason, just refuse to commit to this bloke long-term.
It's really interesting, right? Because there's a lot of pressure on the club at the moment coming externally for them.
Even the players
to re-sign Johnny Morris. And there was a rumour during the rounds today that he'd been linked with Manly. Now, what's happened here, as I understand it, is a third party at Manly, an external person at Manly, not someone who's in an official capacity, was asked about John Morris, whether the club would be interested in John Morris. I'm talking to Manly. Manly say they're fully committed to Des Hasler. They've got no desire to move on from Des. They're throwing all their resources behind Des Hasler. But it's interesting, behind the scenes, that shows you what's going on with John Morris. There's so much pressure on Cronulla to try and re-sign him. And you've got people close to John, apparently, going round in back channels talking to other clubs, which in a way puts more pressure on Cronulla as well.
Oh, for sure it does.
Cronulla aren't going to cave in on this, MG. They're
really
going to stay the course. They've said at least 8 weeks. They are not going to do anything before then.
Okay.
And it's a big test this weekend. They've got the Roosters. And John's had a couple of good wins, but they were against St. George in week one with St. George. Basically beat themselves. I mean, the first two tries they just gave to them, and he beat the Cowboys, which is basically a bye.
I just don't think at the moment there's anyone out there who could be better than him at the moment. He's the pathway king. He's bringing all these kids through the pathways, and he's starting to reap the benefits of, and give him 12 months, he'll have the exact team he wants.
I'm not sure that the external pressure helps his cause, though. I don't think the Cronulla officials are taking kindly to it. To all the pressure that's being heaped on them from outside to re-sign him. I don't think it helps him.
Okay.
Well, MG, I think we know where Reedy sits on John Morris's future. He doesn't want him, Sharks. That's fair enough.
He wants Desi and John Morris to swap.
What I would say about John Morris is I understand why the club's taking their time.
Yeah.
I think John Morris has done a great job.
Okay, give me one name who would be the front runner to coach the Sharks if he wasn't.
I think Craig Fitzgibbon is the guy who'd be the front runner.
Okay.
If they make the decision to move on from John, they'll target more. I think Craig Fitzgibbon. I think they've already asked the question of him. I think it was asked a little while ago, and they've sounded him out about his interest in joining them. He lives in Wollongong.
Yep.
So it's closer to home, and
everyone expects about him. Says he's legit.
He's the guy I think they would chase if they make the decision to move on from John.
Might have just dropped a little bomb there, Reedy. I like that. All right, and quickly while we are with Cronulla, Sean Johnson, his future at the club, where does that sit?
Well, again, they're taking their time with Sean because he's obviously got that Achilles injury. They want to see him come back and play some footy. It hasn't stopped his agent going to market and asking around about whether other clubs would be interested in Sean. And I can tell you what the asking price is. 2 years, $1.6 million for Sean Johnson if you want to sign him for next year.
$800 a year for Sean Johnson. How old? 31?
30. I think he's about 31, yeah.
Yeah.
From Achilles.
Sean Johnson 3 or 4 years ago, I would have snapped that up and I would say that's a bargain. But the Sean Johnson of 2021, I would say, I'd give you $500,000 a year, I think, on potential.
He can be guaranteed.
And what he's done
the
past.
The Rabbitohs won't be taking him at that price. We know that they're not interested.
He'll get some nibbles. Don't worry about that. He'll get some nibbles.
There's a lot of halves on the market. It's going to be really interesting the way this plays out in the next few weeks and months.
All right. Very nice work, Reedy, as always. Thank you. Enjoy. We got you down on the sideline this evening?
No, Emma's on tonight, isn't she? I hope so.
We need to do a tandem.
Me.
Duo.
On the sideline?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. One, Dolly Parton and...
and Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Islands in the stream.
Islands in the stream. Stadium Australia we are.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG. What's cracking? Brought to you by Kraken and Dry Premix. The taste you've been hunting for.
Short drop out by Canberra and Everton.
Oh, 30 years on, MG, from that marvellous moment back in 1991.
Yeah, total ecstasy and jubilation when that happened, because that basically sealed their fate, the Raiders. And then Brandy kicked the goal from the sideline, but I've never felt anything like it in my life, and I don't think I ever will again. But, you're right, Liam, tomorrow night with the Raiders coming to Penrith to take on the Panthers. The Panthers will wear the old jersey that we wore in 91.
So what's going on? They're making the Panthers are making this the round where they celebrate that premiership 30 years on.
Well, it's the only time they'll play the Raiders at home. So yeah, and it's look at the moment. If you want to go to the game tomorrow night, there's 600 tickets left and dropping by the minute. So all the 91 team bar one, Liam, by Greg Barwick, our fullback at the time. He lives in London, so he can't get out. But every other member of the team will be there tomorrow night. We're meeting up. We're going to have a few beers with some members of the Panthers footy club. Then going around the ground in Hertz vehicles, in little convertibles, saying hello to the crowd. Then we'll do a guard of honour for the current team to run out in between. And then we'll have a couple of drinks while the game's on.
Now, it would be fitting if tomorrow night Royce finally finished his promise to have a beer with everybody in Penrith.
He's tried, but the thing is, I think a lot of people don't think about it, is that they're supposed to shout Royce a beer, not the other way around. Every time Royce goes out, someone goes, "Where's that beer, Royce?" He said, "I'll have a beer with everybody, but as long as they shout." But look, in all sincerity, thank you to the Penrith Panthers for navigating this. It would have been a pretty hard scenario to try and get all the members at one place tomorrow night. We had a 10-year reunion, we had a 20-year reunion, and I think tomorrow night's reunion is going to be the most that we've had from that team. So about 16 of us will be there, so I can't wait.
It will be incredible. The game itself is set to be an absolute cracker. The Raiders haven't quite found their form yet, and the Panthers are just ticking along beautifully. But I want to thank the Penrith Panthers as well, because in the lead-up to this game tomorrow night, they've been digging through the archives, and they found this little gem from the 1991 season, a young Mark Geyer being interviewed by the News.
You know, we've got pictures in our dressing room of us in tears on the dressing room floor, on the stadium floor, you know, and if any complacency is in our game, we just look at that in pictures and straight away it's out of our game, you know. If that was enough motivation, then I don't think anything is.
That job done. The lanky second rower has the final minutes of the grand final all planned out.
It's a minute to go, we're at 16-all, and Brandy gets tackled, you know, on the fifth and last. Comes back to me, I'm on the halfway line, and I pop one straight between the post, and we win 17-16, and that's it. Every night I dream that.
Yeah, MG, what happened to your voice?
I don't know. Maybe I grew some. Maybe they dropped. Maybe they dropped. I think, I don't know. But, yeah, look, that was, how was that bloke an intimidator? My goodness. That was the weekend before. We just beat the Bears. So that, I think that was on a Monday or Tuesday night at training, and Channel 10 came out, and I saw that on social media through the week, and I went, wow. I sound so much like my brother. And but that was...
You sound like a winger there. You do not sound like a second row enforcer.
No.
I don't know how anybody was scared of you verbally. I mean, physically, I get it.
Oh, never verbal. It was never verbal. I never scare people verbally. Just don't run at me.
And now look at you, that rich timber radio voice that you developed over the last 12 years with the Triple M.
Which voice are you talking about, Liam? Yeah, which one are you talking about?
MG, you know the one. That will be... it will be fantastic tomorrow night.
I can't
wait.
I'm excited. I'm very excited for what... I heard that audio of Royce, and I'm really excited to see my fellow team members tomorrow night. Again, thank you to Panthers.
I hope you have an absolute cracker. You enjoy the night. The Panthers faithful enjoy the night, and it will be a fantastic game of football. That's what's cracking. Brought to you by Kraken and Dry Premix, the taste you've been hunting for. Kraken Rum, fantastic to have them on board. The Rush Hour. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan, getting you ready for Thursday night footy. We've got to talk Jake Friend's retirement very shortly, MG. It was made official today. We'll get to that. MG, we interrupt our own podcast for a very important message. We got Sydney Kings tickets to give away.
Oh, how good.
How good are the Sydney Kings? No bogey. They're still bloody awesome, though.
No worries.
We love Brad Newley. We love Craig Moller. We miss our old coach, the Texan, Will Weaver.
Well, Will Weaver.
Exactly. But we do. We've got special tickets to the Sydney Kings for you. You can see the Kings take on the Perth Wildcats live at Kudos Bank Arena this Thursday. Tickets are available at ticketek.com.au or...
MG here. Today's rush hour code for Hollywood seats at Sydney Kings games is... Dribble.
Take that code word to triplem.com.au and you could win yourself Hollywood seats to the Sydney Kings game this Thursday night.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
MG, the big news today, Michael Chamis reported that it may happen yesterday, but it has been confirmed today. Jake Friend officially retiring from the NRL off the back of the concussion he suffered in round one against Manly.
Yeah, what a shame. What a way to go out. You know, he's basically gone out and he's sore, hasn't he? He's had documented having 20 concussions throughout his career.
Yeah.
He's been an ornament to the game. An enormous career, Liam, from one of the game's really great clubmen. And you hear a lot about a player being a great player and better bloke. But according to all those who know him and play with him, it's never been more profoundly correct with him.
Yeah.
He is just much loved. He's a great clubman. I'm glad to see that he got his chance to represent his state. And if he didn't have a bloke called Smith in front of him, he would have represented 25 times. Born to play Origin, you know. And I'm glad that the Roosters, you know, and Jake Friend have both come to that decision and haven't tried to fight playing on, because we can't muck around with head knocks these days. We know how much damage they do to players, and I think he's just had his first kid. He's got a business outside,
yes.
so life will go on with Jake, but he's going to be lost. He's going to be, you know, really a big loss for the Roosters for the rest of the year.
Huge. You take out 264 games of experience from that side. I mean, three-time premiership player. He co-captained two of those with Boyd Cordner. And as you mentioned, the Origin thing is quite remarkable, that it was only at the end of last year that he made his Origin debut for Queensland and got to play in that famous victory. So if I reckon if he'd have known that his retirement was going to be so close, he would have savoured it even more. You look at... we'll get to what it means for the Roosters as a side moving forward in this season in a moment. The other thing I take away from the retirement, MG, is that I find it really encouraging for Boyd Cordner, because it tells me that, and not that we shouldn't have believed the Roosters anyway, but it tells me that the Roosters, as you said, put the players' welfare as the utmost important. They're going through, Jake Friend said it was after extensive expert medical advice that he's come to this decision. Now, we can only assume that Boyd Cordner is going through that exact same extensive expert medical advice, and that he's still on track to return, I think is really encouraging.
As far as the Roosters as a club go, I don't think they're a club who hide things in a bag of tricks. I think they're very transparent. You know, they've been transparent about Joseph Suwali. They've been transparent about young Sam Walker, Boyd Cordner, Jake Friend now. I don't think they muck around with it. They're probably the most, you know, transparent club we've got in the league, who don't play ducks and drakes. So I don't think Trent Robinson is that type of bloke. And I really love the fact that they've come to this agreement. I think your health, you know, he's only 31. He's got, you know, another a long, long life to lead. And this is the beginning of the next chapter.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and what you talk about bleeding for your club, what this bloke has put his body through over those 264 games, the injuries he's chalked up. And some people might forget, MG. I know I certainly did when it was being reported on. The club sacked him. Back in 2009, they sacked him for his off-field indiscretion. So you talk about, I don't know if it's a Cinderella story, but certainly redemption, because he was sacked by the club for a year and had to go and get a job. He was making sandwiches.
He was a lad. He was a lad when he first came into the game. He, you know, like a lot of players are, they've got to learn the hard way. And he learnt the hard way. And then he became one of the real leaders of the Roosters. His career has been fantastic. He's the last... couple of head knocks that have been really overt, we've seen a lot of are a concern. The one in Origin last year was a concern. The couple of he's had this year are a concern, and they've addressed that concern and they've made a decision, and I'm glad they come to the decision.
Ryan Girdler's going to join us very shortly as we count you down to Thursday night footy between the Bunnies and the Broncos. But let's talk about the Roosters as a club now. No Luke Keary for the rest of the year. ACL injury. We saw what Sam Walker did last weekend, first game, but it's a lot to ask of an 18-year-old to perform at that sort of level for the rest of the year. Now they essentially have to rely on Sam Verrills at dummy half or Victor Radley or some sort of a combination to get them through, because the bloke that Jake Trent Robinson would have had locked in at number 9 for the season is done.
When you lose Luke Keary, it's a massive, massive blow. And it's a blow that I don't think they can come back from and win the competition. I still think they're going to be nuisance value. But then you take away their inspirational captain from that lineup, and whew, oh yeah, it's look for them to maybe make a signing through this year of somebody who's maybe not getting a game at another club or something like that. But you got to play with a hooker. You need a hooker. You can't fabricate one. If Sam Verrill's goes down injured for any reason, like he did last year, well, they need someone else to step into that void. And I'm not sure at the moment who they've got.
Moses Mbai, could he play 9 for the Roosters?
Of course he could. Of course he could. But what? How much have the Roosters got in their sombrero?
That's the question.
Look, if they've got if the
I think
Tigers
we know the answer to that.
But if the Tigers are willing to pay half, maybe 400, I think maybe the Roosters might find 400.
A little short-term solution. Who knows?
I like it. I don't mind that at all.
Conversations for another time. I think, in summary, Jake Friend, a brave decision.
Yes.
If he's made it, it's the right decision. What a career, and no doubt the Roosters will find the appropriate way to celebrate what he has achieved throughout the year. All the best to Jake Friend with, as you say, MG, the long life that he's got to live after football as well.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Ryan Girdler, g'day, Girds.
Hello, Liam. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. How does it make you feel as a former Penrith player with all the glory that MG and his fellow premiership winners from 91 are going to have showered on them tomorrow night?
I'm very excited for the boys. I've been talking to MG about it all week. I wish I could be out there tomorrow night. We'll obviously be calling the 6 o'clock game, so I'll miss that one. I'll have to wait and get home and watch it on the box. But what a night that's going to be out there. 30 years ago, one of the great grand finals. Absolute team full of legends from the West, and I think the Canberra boys as well, and they will celebrate as they should.
Like they've just won the premiership again.
Well, as they should. They're nice moments, Liam. I mean, when you retire, you really look forward to those occasions, and I'm sure they'll enjoy it tomorrow night. And capacity crowd there, and
tickets
should be a cracking game.
About 300 tickets left.
Unreal.
Ooh, so, all right.
Get them.
Well,
NRL
prime time coming up after 7 o'clock. But before that, let's do this.
Triple M Rush Hour's Rapid Fire Footy.
Fast footy questions, fast footy answers. Gentlemen, Girds, we'll start with you. Give us a word that sums up the career of Jake Friend.
I'm going to go resilient. Liam, I think he's, I think there was times in his career, I think you guys mentioned the fact that he had some issues, and MG said that it was a bit of a lab when he first came in. He dealt with those, but then also he's come under a fair bit of threat over the last probably 4 or 5 years with, you know, some young guys coming through and playing a different style of game, and he's had to recreate his game at the back end of his career, and obviously the resilience he showed with injury, incredible career. Well done, Jake.
I'll say durable. Yeah. In the latter stage of his career, I'll say courageous.
Gentlemen,
that's
which
two
player?
Words.
Yeah,
yeah. He's
can I buy a vowel?
Which player currently? Some days you need to. Which player currently in the NRL most embodies the spirit of Tommy Raudonikis? MG.
Which NRL player currently embodies the spirit of Tommy Raudonikis? I'd say no one, but the closest one I can see is the cheese, Brandon Smith, probably.
Oh,
just that
nice.
Little that little guy who's just like a hound dog who never stops, like a dog with a bone.
Yeah, Liam, there's only ever going to be one Tommy, but yeah. I would say, you know, as a scallywag and some of his off-field traits, I would say Cam Munster.
Nice. All right, what jersey is Adam Reynolds wearing in 2022?
I'm going to say Sharks.
What?
Sharks jersey. I don't know. With four kids, four young kids, and at the twilight of his career, I'm not sure he wants to go to North Queensland or Brisbane. I think he wants to stay in Sydney, and I know there's a couple of Sydney clubs who'll be after him, and Sean Johnson's up for contract, and I don't think they'll sign him for $800,000 a year. Okay. They might sign Reynolds for $750,000.
Sharky,
yeah, I get the feeling he might hang around Sydney as well, Liam. I'm going to say the West Tigers. If they can find a suitor for Moses Mbai, and I'm not sure what they're doing with Luke Brooks. I think he might partner Luke Brooks. They might make a decent combination, but I think he might find his way to another Sydney club.
All right, some clubs that I don't think have been in the conversation as yet. We got to get out of here.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.